Hey everyone, welcome to today's Habitual Health Session. I hope that you all had a beautiful Thanksgiving with your family. And when you're ready, find a comfortable seated position. And when you arrive, close the eyes. Relax your shoulders. Feel your spine reaching long, extending through the top of your head. Begin to notice your breath. Feel the breath flowing in and flowing out of your body. Deepening and lengthening the breath. Just showing up as you are today. Not trying to force anything. Just doing your best. Just observing the rise and fall of your chest, allowing your body to soften, and as you sit, I invite you to enjoy the sensation of each breath. Feeling it moving through your belly, ribs, and chest. Making an effort to elongate your exhalations. And now we'll begin to scan the body, starting by scanning any sensations at the top of your head, along the surface of your scalp. It's okay if you don't feel much. Just noticing what is there, even if it's a soft and gentle sensation. Scan the face, observing all sensations. Your forehead, eyes, ears, mouth, and jaw. If there's some obvious tension, you can let it go, but don't get caught up and try to make yourself relax. The idea here is to be with whatever you are experiencing in the body, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant. Lower your attention to your neck and shoulders, simply noticing what's there. And move down to the arms, hands, and fingers. If there's a relaxing feeling, notice it. If there's tension or pain, notice that too. If your arm's itchy, See if you can stay with that. Observing body sensations without judgment or evaluation. Move your attention to your upper body and chest, and shift to the abdomen and lower back, feeling the breath expanding your body, continuing to notice any sensations. Feel where your hips are on the ground. Tune into sensation in the pelvis. Observe the sensations in your upper legs and lower legs. And finally, relax your awareness to the feet and toes. December can be a cold and dark month for many people, a time of lowered energy while still being very busy. As you enter this new month, the last of 2024, I invite you to reflect on what 2024 has brought for you. Noticing where your energy went, the people you spent time with, and how you are doing overall. Take time to reflect on what you are prioritizing throughout December, and look at small changes you may make this month compared to how you spent November. I'd like to take a moment to talk about some of my personal December goals. In my own health journey, I have recognized a few things I want to work on this month. One, I need to work on getting my heart rate up in my workouts. Zone 2 training, 60 to 70% of my maximum heart rate for about 150 minutes per week. For me, this means walking on an incline or elliptical, maybe jogging a few times a week. I love low-impact exercise, but sometimes I need more intensity for my heart rate to go up enough where I'm improving my cardiovascular fitness and lowering my resting heart rate. Right now, my exercise routine is yoga and walking. I plan to keep it mostly the same, but increase the intensity of the walking. Some people wear a backpack with weights in them while they walk. This is sometimes called rucking. I know from my fitness tracker that my resting heart rate is 65 beats per minute. My goal is to lower it below 60. I've also noticed when I don't do enough exercise where my heart rate is high, I have a higher resting heart rate and lower heart rate variability. 2. I have also noticed that I work best on a 10:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. sleep schedule. Currently, my schedule is way off, where I am going to bed late and waking up late. When I don't wake up early, I feel frazzled and like I'm behind schedule. My goal is to become more consistent with this over December. 3. I have not checked any of my biomarkers since May 2024. I'm going to schedule another blood draw this week to see how I am doing with my fasting glucose levels, hemoglobin A1C, triglycerides, and HDL. 4. I don't have a dedicated primary care physician that I go to right now. I'm going to work on finding one that I trust and feel comfortable with. These are some of the areas I need to work on right now. Some of the actions I'm going to take to do a better job. I invite you to share with me anything you are working on this month. And begin to bring movement into the wrists and the ankles, the fingers and the toes. Gently open your eyes. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, hands to forehead. It is an honor to guide you through your practice. Thank you for joining me today. Namaste.